GOP looks to kill Biden agenda by splitting infrastructure bill. By Sean Moran on June 15, 2021. Senate Republicans reportedly want to axe much of President Joe Biden's legislative agenda by supporting a more moderate infrastructure bill that might stifle Democrat support for a more partisan infrastructure bill. Politico reported that Republicans want to support a bipartisan proposal led by Senators Bill Cassidy, RLA, Susan Collins, Army, Joe Manchin, DWV, Lisa Murkowski, DAK, Rob Portman, RO, Mitt Romney, RUT, Jean Shaheen, DNH, Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, John Tester, DeMount, and Mark Warner, DVA. The legislation would serve as a more realistic proposal that focuses more on physical infrastructure than Biden's proposal, which also contains many provisions to combat climate change and offer child care. Senate Minority Whip John Thune, RSD, said Monday that if Republicans and Democrats strike a deal on legislation that focuses more on physical infrastructure, a second bill passed by reconciliation would become more nakedly partisan and stuffed with leftist carve-outs, which would be too hard to vote for despite only needing 50 votes to pass the Senate. "It'll be awful hard to get those moderate Democrats to be for that," Thune said. He added, "The stars are kind of lining up for an infrastructure bill. And if you do something bipartisan on that, then I think doing something partisan on reconciliation, in some ways, with certain Democrats, it gets a lot harder." Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, a swing vote for Democrats, declined the same Monday if he would support a second, partisan infrastructure bill. He said, "There's a lot more that needs to be done, so we need to work it the same way we're working this one." Senator John Tester, DeMount, another moderate-leaning Democrat, said he's not sure everyone in the caucus has decided to back efforts to pass infrastructure through reconciliation. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.